You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 19, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Django Festival in Rio de Janeiro recently highlighted the urgent need for cultural preservation. Held in Tiradentes Square, the event showcased drumming, songs, and dance steps passed down from enslaved ancestors from Congo and Angola. Django is a profound cultural expression encompassing dance, music, and spiritual practices, rooted in the history of enslaved Africans in Brazil. It is recognized as a predecessor to samba, with origins in African traditions. Django originated from Congolese and Angolan religious ceremonies, featuring circle dances and samba de roda music. The term roda refers to the circular formation where participants dance, sing, and play instruments. This arrangement creates a communal space for cultural expression, spirituality, and social connection. Django is a significant reference to Afro-Brazilian identity and has served as a powerful element of cultural and social resistance for Quilombo communities. Quilombos are communities formed by escaped enslaved Africans and their descendants in Brazil. These communities were havens of resistance and cultural preservation, and their descendants continue to uphold traditions like Django. The Django Festival aims to raise awareness of the dance and advocate for better resources for practicing communities. The event showcased 200-year-old Django drums preserved by Quilombo groups in Rio State, highlighting the tradition's historical depth. Django played a crucial role in the struggles for recognition of black territories, as recognized in the 1988 federal constitution. The performance aspects of Django, including drumming, songs, and dance steps, are integral to its cultural significance. In Django, the songs are called pontos, which serve as coded communication, storytelling, and spiritual invocation. Django has a strong connection to Umbanda, a syncretic Afro-Brazilian religion blending African traditions, Catholicism, and Spiritism. Many Jongueros are also Umbandistas, indicating a strong overlap between the two practices. This connection highlights Django's spiritual dimension, serving as an outlet for enslaved people to practice their religions in secret. Samba is deeply ingrained in Rio de Janeiro's culture, particularly as the lifeblood of the annual Carnival Festival. Django's role as a foundational Afro-Brazilian cultural expression influenced later forms like samba. Django is a circle dance with musical and spiritual elements related to Afro-Brazilian circle dances, including samba de roda. In samba schools, judges award points for appealing samba songs, and understanding the lyrics is crucial for grasping parade stories. Participants in samba parades must learn the samba song, impacting their school's competition performance. This emphasis on song and performance echoes the importance of pontos in Django, illustrating their shared cultural lineage. The connection between Django and capoeira is notable. Capoeira is an Afro-Brazilian martial art combining dance, acrobatics, and music developed by enslaved Africans. The berimbau ganga, a central instrument in capoeira rodas, suggests a shared instrumental and cultural heritage with Django. In capoeira, the roda involves a specific arrangement of instruments, emphasizing musical structure in traditional performances. The Casa do Hongo, a cultural center, includes a terreiro para hongo e capoeira, indicating a shared space between the two practices. Chongo is referred to as capoeira's party-loving cousin, implying a close relationship and shared roots. Django originated during slavery in Brazil, serving as a vital cultural practice among enslaved Africans on coffee plantations. After abolition, it evolved within Quilombo communities and has experienced a revival since the 1990s. Django has become a recognized symbol of Afro-Brazilian culture in both rural and urban settings. It is performed by descendants of slaves in at least a dozen communities, demonstrating its enduring presence and adaptation. Django practice is widespread among descendants of enslaved people in various communities across Brazil. It is sustained by Quilombo communities and cultural groups, with efforts to preserve the tradition through workshops and cultural centers. Significant preservation efforts include Django's official recognition as Brazilian Cultural Heritage in 2005. This recognition opened avenues for debate, valorization, and historical reparation. Organizations like the Grupo Cultural Django da Serrinha collaborate with municipal authorities to operate cultural centers. Copyright, African Elements.